In January of 2006, environmental groups filed a petition to list the gopher tortoise as threatened under the Endangered Species Act in the eastern part of its range. In 2009, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service completed a 12-month review and found that there are significant threats to make the gopher tortoise eligible to be listed as threatened or endangered. During a conference call today, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said protection for the species is warranted, but they cannot afford to protect the gopher tortoise at this time. Cindy Doner, Southeast Regional Director for the Fish and Wildlife Service, said they still are working toward protecting the weakening species.
We know the tortoise habitat conditions are deteriorating, and its habitat is more and more fragmented across the Southeast. It depends heavily upon prescribed fire as a management tool, and while we've had plenty of fires in the Southeast this year, it's not occurring in all the places it's needed, nor is it happening in a controlled way. Most troubling is the fact that colonies are aging and not reproducing at sustainable rates for the long term. So we've got our work cut out for us to improve the outlook of the tortoise.
Doner said the hope is to increase conservation and protection efforts by state and federal agencies and private landowners. There are 250 candidate species listed for protection, so many other species could come before the gopher tortoise. But Janet Mizzi from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said there is money available for funding candidate species.
The Section 6 grants go through the states, and essentially they have to come up with matching dollars to what we provide. So a proposal would have to be submitted to the state for the conservation action. And they will then prioritize all proposals they have and submit them to us for funding.
Henry Mushinsky is a biology professor at the University of South Florida in Tampa. He says the legal and financial process could be long, but the gopher tortoise population continues to decline.
The IUCN. IUCN is an International Union for Conservation of Nature. The state has adopted the IUCN standards for listing species, and one of the criteria is that you have to show a consistent downward trend over three generations. Well, a generation for a tortoise is probably about 35 years. I worked with the state Fish and Wildlife Service several years ago when the species was uplisted here in the state of Florida, and we went through that exercise and we demonstrated that over the past 100 years or so, there has been a significant decline, a precipitous decline, in the number of gopher tortoises in the state of Florida. And what the federal government has done is basically said that's true throughout the entire range of the tortoise.
Gopher tortoises live in oak hammocks, scrub habitat, and flatwoods. They are an ecologically important species because their deep burrows provide habitat for dozens of other species. They were once a thriving species in the southeast region. Mushinsky says current threats in the eastern part of its range include massive habitat loss and degradation due to development by people.
It's a long-lived animal. So we think they could live 50, 60, 70 years. So you can go to places and you could still see lots of gopher tortoises. The problem is that you don't see any juveniles. There's no babies. There's no recruitment, what biologists would call recruitment, into the population. So yes, there are tortoises out there, but the habitat has been so degraded that you only find adult animals and very, very few juveniles, suggesting that they really are in trouble, that we have to take better care of them.
Even with other species listed as candidates for protection and money issues slowing the process down, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it will continue to work towards saving gopher tortoises. For WMNF News, I'm Olivia Cabot.